Thank you, Ian. Gaynor is now returning with Norwich and Norfolk news stories.
Thank you, John. Yes, there was plenty of news this week from the local councils and their housing policies. It will be all change at the Norwich City Council later this year, as the chief executive will be leaving after 3 years in the post. There was further disappointment at City Hall, as Norwich lost out on two bids from the government's Levelling Up Fund. The Norfolk County Council leader hit out at the government, as the council has to choose between service cuts and a 5% tax hike. There was also worrying news from Broadland Council, as it appears that a proposal to build new homes in Drayton will lose the 10 planned affordable homes. And a Norwich mum with three disabled children has missed out on her hope of a life-changing dream family home. John will read the first of these stories.
The chief executive of Norwich City Council has announced he will be leaving his job. Stephen Evans, the most senior official at City Hall, has decided to leave the £156,000 role after 3 years. He's told staff he'll be joining the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead Council. The announcement comes just months after the Labour leader and deputy leader, Alan Waters and Gail Harris, announced they would be standing down at the next elections in May. Mr Evans said, "I leave NCC with a heavy heart after an incredible 3 years. Norwich is an amazing city and the council is a great institution, blessed with dedicated councillors and officers."
There's a disappointment at City Hall as Norwich loses out on two multi-million pound bids to transform the city. Norwich City Council has lost out on securing money for the government's Levelling Up Fund. The money would have been used for two city projects, including the £5.9 million radical redesign of Guildhall and the surrounding area, creating a public space destination and relocating the taxi rank. The other project would have involved the £8.5 million regeneration of Slowbottom Park, including a new 3G football pitch and makeover for the pavilion. Only Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn were successful in Norfolk.
People are facing a 5% increase in the share of council tax they pay to Norfolk County Council next year, with County Hall's leader taking a swipe at his own government for forcing a choice between the hike or service cuts. If the council does agree the proposed rise when it meets to agree its budget next month, it would add between £51 and £152 a year to council tax bills for people across the county. The Conservative-controlled council has published its budget proposals, which also include nearly £60 million of savings, such as cuts to the county's mobile library service and changes which will trigger the loss of jobs among county hall workers. However, plans to shut recycling centres on Wednesdays, which had prompted controversy, have been scrapped. Council leader Andrew Proctor said, "The government expects county councils to raise council tax by 4%. The government expects county councils to raise council tax by 5% and bases all its spending assumptions on that. We're having to propose that rise because without it, we'd have to cut services. We've no real alternative without fair funding. We cannot keep putting the burden on council taxpayers when we should be receiving fair and sustained funding, including for social care."
Developers have been warned the public will not have the wool pulled over their eyes, as a former hospital site has lost all its affordable homes. Houses which are more affordable are a key component to the master plan for 45,000 homes which could be built in the Greater Norwich area by 2041. They are viewed by many as important because they allow people to stay in areas where they grew up and not be priced out of the market. Broadland District Council granted outline permission to BH Drayton 2020 Limited in 2018 to build 29 homes on the site of the former David Rice Hospital in Drayton High Road. Original plans included 10 affordable homes as part of the 29 proposed residential properties, 35% of the total number, but an application to vary the Section 106 agreement and take them out of the development was approved by Broadland.
A single mum of four living in NR3 is at her wit's end after being thwarted in an attempt to get a new council home. Kim Herbert has been trying to leave her home near Anglia Square for more than 3 years because of its unsustainability for her family. Three of Kim's children are disabled, and two of them need to be taken to the toilet during the night because of issues with their vision, which means carrying each of them down the stairs. But after 6 years of doing this, Kim has developed physical problems. She said, "My back is in pain all the time. They weigh 2 stone each, and that doesn't include the time I spend pushing the pushchair during the day either." On top of this, she is registered as disabled due to having epilepsy and lives in fear that she will have a seizure while carrying them, although this hasn't happened yet. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "There is a lack of affordable housing in Norwich, so we have to carefully prioritise the waiting list for council homes. The council homes option policy aims to maximise the use of adapted properties, allocating properties to the applicant who is in greatest need of those specific accessibility adaptations."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were John Hoyle and myself, Gaynor Lord. Part two will follow immediately with the information desk, two more sets of news and two more features. The second of these is written by Keith Skipper. You have been warned.